Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, we are here.
We are here
and we are live. You just want to make sure you guys can hear us, so let us know if you can hear us.
Yes.
Just tell us yes, raise your hands and a heart. Just let us know you can hear us.
All right. And see us.
All right. Don't drop those pins all down.
Glory to God.
Okay. So right now I'm just kind of like sharing our video right quick. But we are here and we are live.
Hey, babe, how was your week?
Oh, Lord. Here he goes. See that? Look at him trying to ask me before I can
how
ask him.
How was your week?
I had a really good week. God is good. All the time. It's been a blessed week. You know, you got to thank God for just being alive and being here. You just have to thank him.
Yes.
You know, he is amazing. Mm-hmm. He is awesome. He is an awesome wonder. I mean, God is just awesome. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
So how about your week?
My week was good. No complaints. I won't complain.
Okay. And no reason to.
Nope. When God wake you up in the morning, you just got to thank him and, just look forward to a new day.
Okay.
You know, every time you wake up, it's a new beginning.
Right.
You just got to thank God for it.
Yes. Yep. So anyway, we are here. We got a great topic for you guys tonight. We're going to get started in a few more minutes. Just waiting for a few more people to come on in. And we welcome those who are here already. We are podcasting, yes. So we don't shout people out. But we just want to say thank you so much for joining us. If you are here and we are live, you know, if you are here and alive. So, and even those who probably watch it later, we just thank you for just being here. So God is good. That was amazing. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing Sunday too as well.
Yes.
So
this morning.
We got an awesome word from our pastors this morning. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 52 years. Right?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's what you want. You want to be with your husband or wife for more than, you know, however many years God got for you. You want all of those years, you know. I want all the years God got for me with my husband. I want all those years. So God is just absolutely and positively amazing.
Yes.
In our lives and what he's doing. So we just want you to share our video. Share. If you're here, if you can, if you're on the Marriage Wisdom Moments page, you can share it from there, because in the cafe, if you're in the cafe, you won't be able to share it because it's private. But if you share it from the Marriage Wisdom page, you'll be able to do it there. So that's where I'm at currently sharing. So, all right. So, I guess we could get started.
Yeah, well,
all right. Give me a quick second.
All right.
And then we'll get started.
We can get started.
I know my husband, he ready to go. Right? Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. All right. Okay. Give me a quick second.
It's no rush.
Give me a quick second. Let go. Let God. Mm-hmm. And let's just enjoy this night. We just thank you again, like we said, for joining us. And we're going to get started. Okay. Let me just make a quick message and we can go ahead and go, and I'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we got a word for you guys tonight. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
All right, let's go. Dear Lord, we're just so thankful and so grateful that you've given us another opportunity to come live tonight.
Yes.
Pray for all the listeners out there, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we just thank you for being in our lives. And Lord, we pray you give us the words to say tonight and have your way tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you. Give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Make sure that you guys also join us on YouTube. We're live on YouTube tonight. We're live every Sunday on YouTube. On YouTube, Marriage Cafe, and the Marriage Wisdom Moments page. We're on those three pages. So If you're not on those pages, you're not going to get us. But if you are, you'll get us.
Yeah, and tonight we want some input from you guys tonight. So I'm going to just put these two out here, and then my wife's going to read some scriptures. We're talking about cheating and lust. And I think, you know, I had to switch them around. Lust, then cheating.
Okay, yes. There you go. There you go.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is what we're going to talk about tonight. And it kind of piggyback off of the last two messages that we gave about, you know, the lifestyle that we live and, you know, talking about sex. You know, we was talking about sex and all this. And we're going to try to put it together all together tonight and lay this foundation for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Definitely.
So now we're going to, you know, because most of the times, like, it's different for me. Like, when you come live.
Yes.
And you're really trying to listen to the Holy Spirit, that little voice that's telling you, you know, leading you and guiding you. So, you know, when we come live, I want to hear you really, you hear our voice.
Yes.
But we want to hear God.
Yes.
How do God feel in this? What is God saying to us? And I was telling my wife, I believe in this season here, God is warning us. God give us a season. What I was thinking about the month of October, you think about Halloween and all those kind of things.
Some people.
And hold on. Mm-hmm. What would God say about this season? What is God saying in this season mm-hmm. and in this time?
Yes.
So as a man and a woman of God, you know, we have the world's point of view, but mm-hmm. what is God's point of view in this season?
Yes.
And it's something tonight, I believe God gave me a revelation in this season, and I'm going to share it with you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I didn't plan on that, but God going to have his way tonight.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen.
So now let's.
All right. So we're going to give you the scriptures. The scriptures start in James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. And it says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Yes, hallelujah.
All right, let me get with the other one.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to read it all. We're going to read it all.
All, there for
all right, so then it says here, and also in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, it says, lust is in sin or works of the flesh. Here is a partial list of the works of the flesh. Here you go. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is very powerful.
Of God.
Very powerful.
So it piggybacks off of the last two messages. Sometimes we think what we're doing, man, the stuff we do after the flesh.
Yes.
So when we do these things of the flesh, you know, these things are not always of God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, we know they're not of God because you're doing it in the flesh.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, when you're doing these fleshly things, and we think what I was trying to get to is when you're doing this stuff, you know that when you're doing right, and when you're doing wrong.
Yes.
So I'm going to read this scripture here because I got it here. This coming from 1 John. I'm going to read this one. It goes right along with what you got. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 says this. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Yes.
What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about these things that is in the world, and a lot of this stuff that we do. It says in scripture that man in the end times, man going to say what is good is bad and all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, we think that we can, man, which is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is trying to come up with things so you can try to justify what is real and what is not real.
Yes.
You know, and so as men and women of God, we got to stand firm on God's word. What God say is what it is.
Yes.
And we can't change his word for nobody.
That's right.
So a lot of people think when we come on the air, oh, you bashing us, you doing that, oh, doing that. No, mm-hmm. This goes out to each and everyone that's listening to us tonight.
Yes.
It's even for us. If God is telling us something in the word, then we got to start living the word.
That's right.
So, and that's the problem with a lot of people. You want to justify what you're doing. Of course, the average man in the flesh, if you cheating, of course, you're going to try to justify you cheating. If you lusting after different things, of course, you want to come back and say, tell your wife or your whoever you're involved with, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. The enemy always try to justify his actions.
Yes.
But if you living and you walk in the right path and you're on the road of righteousness, you can't justify sin.
Yes.
You either live it or you're not going to live it.
That's right.
And this is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice. So I thought about this and what I wasn't going to speak on it. I was telling my wife about Will and Jada and all the other people that's in the world that want to do twosome, threesomes, and you letting people in your marriage and all this. Can I just be real with you tonight?
Come on, be real.
Sometimes we try to be so educated or, you know, saying things to be nice or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be, when you preaching the word of God, he said it cuts like a sword,
yes,
a two-edged sword, mm-hmm, piercing through the bone and marrow.
Yes.
So what it is, what he's saying to you, that's how that word supposed to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
God's word is not always pleasing to us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When we do some things sometime, come on now, somebody out there.
Yes.
If you did some things in your life, you know it wasn't right with God.
Yes.
So it's not all, his word is not always pleasing,
mm-hmm,
but it's a warning. He knows us.
Yes.
That's why he gave us his word and say, you know, this is how you should live.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you should go about this.
Yes.
Same way when your parents love God and they train up a child in the way you go, he won't depart from it. So what I'm saying tonight, a child knows right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know right from wrong. Stop trying to justify your sin.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says there's no excuse for sin.
Yes.
So stop running around here talking about these different sins that we committing and talking about God is in agreement with it.
Ooh.
God have no place with sin.
That's right.
And as a child of God, you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You can't even justify sin.
Yes.
You know, right. Even though we love our mom and our dad and all this kind of stuff. But when you got to stand before God, some of them not going to go. They're not going to make it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we here tonight.
Right.
We're here to talk about marriage, but we also to warn you, when you step out there and sin, you take a chance of going not inheriting the kingdom.
Right.
Like I said,
you do not inherit the kingdom.
Adultery,
but
and
also
all this kind
too,
of stuff.
I know because me and you've been having dialogue on this all day today.
Yes.
Which has been really good. Is that number one, anytime a person is lusting or thinking about having an affair, they've already done, you know, number one, it takes energy to do that. It
yes.
takes energy, it takes you, it takes your mind. Okay, it takes your spirit to make a decision to be out there being lustful and to be trying to have an affair or having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one. So let's get that straight. Because some people say, oh, you know, oh, it's just something that happened, or they'll throw that, oh, it was just an entanglement or whatever it is you're trying to make it to be. You're trying to mm-hmm. polish it up and make it to be nice, but it's not nice and it's not of God. Now, number one, I have seen where so many things have happened to people, bad things happen to people who are married and make a decision to go outside their marriage. You know, God don't like cheaters. He don't like it. He don't like it when we cheat on him with yes. other religions. He said he's going to be what? He is the only God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That yep. shall be worshipped. So when we out there cheating on him with other gods, you know, other ministries, other religions, other things, other people, all that stuff can become a god.
Mm-hmm.
Your alcohol, your marijuana, all that stuff, whatever it is that you go to that you ain't taking your, you know, you're going to that before you go to God, that's your God.
Yes.
That becomes your God. And God don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no one you don't. So I have seen where a lot of people have really done some stupid stuff in their marriages, and some bad things have really happened to them because God don't like that. It's not something that he liked. When you get married, it's till death do you part. And we, it's a marriage. It's supposed to be the reflection of God and us, our relationship with him. He is the groom and we are the bride. And he's coming back for his bride. So that means we need to be faithful until he comes back. That does not mean we need to be out here serving all these other gods and all these other things, money, houses, cars, whatever it is that you put before the Lord, you know, and before prayer and before talking to God becomes your God. Yeah. And so if God wants us to be faithful to him and we are his bride and he is our groom, what is wrong with us in our marriages? Yeah. What is wrong with us in our earthly marriages here? There's a problem. And, you know, I talked to my husband about this. I said, why is it that it's more okay for men to have an affair than it is for the woman? You know, why is it so widespread? Why do a man think it's okay for him to do that? Why do he think it's okay? And then, okay, that's one. And then why is it that when the woman decides that she wants to cheat, oh, now the marriage is over because the woman went out there and did something, when the man is still, you know what I'm saying, with his wife, still having to enter his wife with his private parts, but the wife can't cheat with her private parts because now the marriage is over because the husband saying, because the wife went out there and did what she did. Why is the, you know, why is the standard higher for a man and low for a woman when it comes to any of that? Nobody should be doing it, number one, but I just wanted to know that. So we talked about
that. That's good. Yep. So hallelujah, it's good. So yeah. If y'all got some insight on that tonight and you want to share, come on. Mm-hmm. Why, what were we talking about tonight? The lust of the lust, yes, being lustful after somebody. Mm-hmm. Lust and cheating. Mm-hmm. I want to give you the definition of lust. When you start with lust, is this, is have a very strong sexual desire for someone, but not in your marriage.
Yes,
but for someone out, you
some
know,
outside
that your wife didn't give you permission to, you know, to do this.
Yes.
So you having, you know, you lusting after somebody that's not your wife, or your spouse, could be a man or a woman. And then cheating is an emotional thing. Is it, you know, it starts with your emotion or a sexual relationship with someone else.
Right.
You know, that's what emotion, you know, cheating in. But what me and my wife talked about was this. We talked about, you know, come on. You just don't go up to somebody and talk about, I want to cheat with you.
That's right.
Like you said, it starts in your eyes.
Yes.
You know, you got to see this person.
Right.
Then you start lusting after her. And then you want to go after this person.
Yes.
So it starts, the enemy starts. He knows you inside out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you didn't come out. I mean, you didn't get married to just come out and start lusting after other people or wanted to cheat on your spouse or whatever it may be. But what happened?
Something took place. Something.
And it starts with lust.
Yeah, it starts with lust, but caused a disrespect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just say that. Yep. It starts with disrespect. And once the disrespect come in, then that person, you know, disrespecting the spouse, think it's okay to go out there and do these things with other people because they're going to say, oh, well, you're not satisfying me, or you're not taking care of my needs, or you're not giving me something that I want. Well, then number one, how that person going to do that if you're being disrespectful?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says the good man, he was gone, but the wife, she was out and she made her bed nice and you know, washed herself up, smelling good and all this type of stuff.
Energy.
So she put herself out there. You know?
Energy.
So,
yes, she took the time to do that. Yes. That's what I'm saying. She took the time to go
and
make her bed together and stuff. While the good man out there working and doing his thing, she with another man in a bed. This is the crazy part for me when women, and like I said, this has been such a long thing that's been happening since the beginning of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's that we women, sometimes we get so, we feel like, because our husbands are working and they're trying to help us, trying to help pay the bill, trying to contribute to the household, but we act like we cannot be patient and wait for that time that he could spend with you to spend with you. We got to go seek another man out while our husbands are out there working and doing what they got to do. Here we is with another man. Here that woman was in the bed with another man. What was she doing in that bed with that man? What was that man doing not working? Why is he got the time to spend? Like, You know, it's almost like women need two husbands. One that can spend time with them all day and the other one that can go work.
Well, it says to me that you don't have your priorities in place.
Yes.
And that's what it is. When you got time to go cheat and all that, we watch all the movies on TV. You see this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where the man, he's going to work, but he can go make time to go cheat.
Yes.
That tells me that that's a wife or you're not involved.
Mm-hmm.
When you to help me, you know what your husband's doing.
You know. Come we on. Women know. We have that, worldly that women, woman intuition yeah. thing. But it really the Holy Ghost. But yeah, we know.
Come on. Even a worldly woman, you know when your husband is cheating on
mm-hmm.
you. You get a feeling. You get something. Something's going on. But if you're a man and woman of God, God tells you.
God
the Holy
tell you.
Spirit
you
wants
can't
you.
Lie. That's right.
Yeah,
you can't lie to a woman mm-mm. or a man. That possess the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Because the Holy Spirit is going to tell them what you did. The Holy Spirit is going to tell on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't lie and say, oh, you know, I didn't do that. You know, that's not what was going on. No, no, no. That's what was going on. Because the Holy Spirit done already confirmed that's what you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why was you doing it? That's the point.
Yeah. So let me, like James, you were saying in James 1, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15,
mm-hmm.
he says, but every man is tempted.
Yes.
The scriptures say, but every man is tempted.
Mm.
So we all are tempted.
Come on now.
But it's up to you to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it says, lust is a deadly and powerful magnet designed
mm-hmm.
by Satan
mm-hmm.
to draw people into his net.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's what he does. He put it out there for you. He tempts you. He's out there waiting for you.
Yes.
And he knows the average man going to fall for a woman or money or whatever. We know these things. Apostle Paul said it so good. We know the devices of the enemy come
mm-hmm.
to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
So you know that the devil is coming. He says, but every man is tempted.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get tempted, what are you supposed to do? Come on, let's be real tonight. Talk about a man,
talk about
woman
it.
Or whatever. All men are attracted to somebody. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? You might be walking past a woman, you know, she's showing her breasts or her butt or whatever, or she got on something tight. Every man's going to look. But now you got to say, as a man, and you married, you got to say, man, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear that? I know God speak to me all the time. If I say something, I'm looking, I'll be like, and he'll be like, all right, you didn't have one look. God got a sense of humor.
Yes, he
come
does.
On. And I had a boss. I used to
yes,
work with
he
this
does.
Man. I got to give him credit because I love what he said. My boss, he said, you know, God made woman. So how did you meet your wife? How did you meet your girlfriend? You had the look.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus wasn't saying that you couldn't look. He said, don't lust after them.
Mm-hmm.
What he means by that, because if you start lusting after her, look at her butt, look at her breast, look at all this, you start lusting. Then the mind started telling you, which is the enemy, he starts telling you, man, you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what makes some men, they don't just, when a woman say no, they want to go ahead and rape her, beat her up, and try to do these things. What made that man do that? He started lusting,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted it so bad. When a person wants it so bad, they'll do whatever they want to do, or whatever they desire to do
mm-hmm.
to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man of the world, because if you're a man of God, that's when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and say, you know what? That's enough now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't say stop. He said, that's enough. You're going too far.
Mm-hmm.
He warns us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The scripture said, God give us the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you desire to do wrong, that's why you into the relationship, because you desired that. You
yes.
lusted after a man,
mm-hmm.
a man and a man, a woman and a woman, or two women, or three, having threesomes and letting your, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
come
I want
on.
You,
when
I want
you get married,
go ahead.
What man or woman in your right mind that you got married, that you're going to let your husband or your wife go out and sleep with somebody else and think it's okay?
Or bring them into your bedroom.
Who told you that lie,
mm-hmm.
that it was okay?
Yeah.
So when you, that mean that husband or that woman beat you down so much that you gave up your morals.
Yes.
You gave up your standard. You
mm-hmm.
even gave up your love for God.
Mm-hmm.
You gave up your love for God. Why? You gave up your love because you let this man or woman beat you down. They go out and say it's okay
mm-hmm.
to bring somebody else into your marriage.
Mm.
Me just thinking about it, not even thinking about just scripture, thinking about, come on, me and my wife intimate, but we're going to bring somebody else in our bedroom.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Now let's be real about it. Now we got to talk about the spirit realm. Because there's wicked spirits out there. Don't you know, did you ever ask this person, do they know Jesus? But why would Jesus be in here sleeping with us in sin? Did you ask that person, do they know God at all? Because a godly person is not really a man and a woman of God that really know God. They're not going to be in there in your relationship and know you married.
No.
Because they know no matter what, I don't care if she got butt naked or him. If you're a man and a woman of God, you gonna run.
Yeah,
you can't handle
that's
it.
Right.
I love God too much. That's scripture. That's Bible. Yes. Read the Bible. It tells us of men that ran from women.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole thing. And then I had a pastor that he would say all the time, a lot of us ain't sinned because we ain't had the opportunity to sin. And that's true. You know, but the scripture says we tempted. But every man is tempted.
Yes.
So what are you going to do when temptation comes? As a man, come on now.
Right. Because what for number
don't
one,
put yourself in that. Go ahead.
No, don't put yourself in that situation because the first thing is that number one, a woman is going to catch feelings. Somebody's going to catch feelings. That's what I'm trying to say. In that, because we talked, like I said, me and my husband had dialogue about this today.
Yeah.
What, you know, a man, somebody is going to catch feelings when you got a third person present in that bedroom. And you know what? We're talking about these things because these things are being made so popular right now in the world. You got, like I said, you got all kind of popular people out there that are, you know, that are out here on the internet, on TikTok and all these places, and they make this stuff popular. They make this stuff like this is the thing to be doing. And these young people are seeing this and like this artist or whoever this person is and want to go do what they're doing. We're letting you know that is not biblical. It's not of God. God says one man, one woman, you know, and that's how that's supposed to go when you get married, if you want to be married. Now, if you want to be single and you want to go hoeing around and doing whatever else you want to go out there and do it. But that's not biblical either. Okay, there's stuff that comes with that. You have to understand that sin and sickness travels together. Because that's what's basically going to happen. You know, you out there sinning, you're going to get sick, you're going to die, you know. But we all going to die one day, but you don't want to go before it's your time. I want to read this. Shakia says, I feel it's a balance. Cheating is not okay. You got to be able to communicate what's what and what time is set in place. All about communication. Jessica says, men can't accept women cheating because when men cheat, it's just physical. Women cheat, it's more emotional, and that messes with a man's pride. That is what that is.
Oh, my God.
That is what that is, and I think that's why a man wants to cut it off with the woman when she cheats. But, oh, it's okay for him to go out there and be out there putting his penis, let's just say it like it is, into another woman, knowing that he still got to come home and do that with you. If he's not going to tell you he's been cheating. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
How about you?
Because it starts here. What was when you talk about James, Galatians?
Yes.
You read. You talk about that lasciviousness.
Yes.
It says when a person have that lasciviousness, it's unrestrained sexual behavior.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You just, when a man get to it, you start lusting after that person. That's because, like you said, it don't happen overnight. So it's driven by your thoughts.
Yes.
You know, sexual, you know, you start looking at porno or you know, start going around, hanging around people that's doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. Once you get married, you got to start changing some things.
Right.
You don't do what you used to do, just like giving your life to the Lord. So your thoughts, you got to look at your thought process. You got to look at how your behavior is. And when you get in marriage, you got to start changing some things. You know, the Bible says the strong man only can get in when you let him in. So what it is, you got to let that sin in, you know, and it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of your eyes. So you let it in and you're not dealing with it. Apostle Paul says something so good. He said, you got to take that thought into captivity. So as a man of God or a woman of God, you got to, we tempted. The scripture says that. But every man is tempted. So when you get tempted, you got to learn how to take those thoughts into captivity and say, you know what? I love my wife or I love God more than, you know, there's a, you know, a heaven or a hell, which one you want to go to. If you really love God, you want to be on your way to heaven, not be playing with sin. We get tempted, but But we also can go to God, help me, Holy Spirit. Help mm-hmm. me in this situation. Help yes. me in this area. I got a weakness here. Mm-hmm. I need your help. Get me out of this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, also the lasciviousness tending to excite the lustful desires. And that's what it is. When yes. a man, he starts seeing seeing a nice looking woman or whatever, he runs with it. And you start, you know, you start tending to it. You mm-hmm. start, you know, man, lusting after it. And right. you just start desiring it. Okay. And that's what it is. And then you want to run with it.
I want to talk about what it is, too. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about this lust thing, because people need to understand that's what comes before you actually do the deed.
Yeah,
the lust come first. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it takes a lot of energy to get that thing going in your mind mm-hmm. and get you, you know, excited about doing the lust, so that you could be excited about doing the sex with the person you shouldn't be sexing with. All right, so let me tell you, lust comes in many forms. It comes in homosexuality. Ain't that something? Lust and homosexuality is connected. Okay, homosexuality, lesbianism, transvestism, bisexuality, bestiality, adultery, fornication, sodomy, okay, egoism, greed, hunger for power, intellectual pride. All of these are the lust or the sins of lust, and they all are against the body and against the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. It's a gross.
That's so that's something that all of that all of has it. To do with lust. And this is what America wants us to be in agreement mm-hmm. with. They want us to be in agreement with those who are lusting and don't know who they are in Christ. Mm-hmm. They don't know who they are. They don't even know who they are in America.
Yeah, because they say it's going on. It's a gross form of wickedness.
Yes.
Because you got to think about it. That's another level when you talk about cheating.
Yes.
When you think about homosexuality, mm-hmm. when you think about lesbianism. This yes. is another. I'm here to tell you tonight that when you go into this level like this, come on, a man think he's a woman and a woman think he's a man. Mm. Come on. This is another form of, you know, there's something the scripture says. You're dealing with legions. Mm-hmm. It's not just demons. You're dealing with not just one spirit. You're dealing with legions, which That's is right. 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think it's okay to be doing this type of sin? Come on, a real man, you can't even imagine no mess like that. Another man playing with your rear, let's be real, or a woman playing between her legs.
Yeah,
let's be right. real. That's nasty. Right. It's wickedness.
Yes, it is.
So you gotta say what it is. A lot of people don't want to talk about this, no. but it's nasty. Mm-hmm. A lot of church folks, I remember when I always say this in church, when we was in Baptist church, they didn't even want to talk about money. So you know they wasn't talking about sex.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. but everybody want money and everybody wants sex.
Right.
Let's be real about it.
Yes.
So now in this season, this time, we're talking about everybody. What I say, everybody else then came out of the closet. So let some Christians come out of the closet mm-hmm. and be real for God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ain't about how many people you got in your church and all that. It's about living this.
Yes.
And this is what living God was dealing with me. It's like the scripture is for us not just to read it. It's for us to live it.
Yes.
Because if you're going to make it to heaven, you're gonna have to live this word.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to live what you preach. You're going to have to live what you reading, because God going to hold you accountable for it. When you don't know, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
God will forgive you what you don't know. But now that you know this, I was telling somebody this, you know, when it comes to preaching, all you got to say in the end time, we're talking about you heard the name of Jesus. You're hearing it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just responsible. I'm not here to beat you over the head. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You heard the name of Jesus from me.
Yes.
So when judgment day come, you can say, nobody told me. No, you heard it.
Yes.
God love us so much that he going to give us a chance. He's giving us a warning tonight to turn from our wicked ways.
Yes.
All of us, not mm-hmm. just one, who yes. without sin cast the first stone. You know what I'm saying? So when we're talking about this tonight, you know, a man, we can be tempted anytime. But every man is tempted. When we know this, so now I got to be on guard for the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching. Mm-hmm. How can a strong man get in? You let him
in. You let him in.
You let him into your marriage. You let him into your home.
You let him into your heart, your business. Your mind.
And most of all, you let him into your heart.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that's what we got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Is it when you start with the lasciviousness, it starts with improper behavior.
Yep.
Improper behavior.
Yeah.
So it starts, mm-hmm. it's got to start somewhere. It says that the small things that run the vine.
Ruin. Yep.
Yeah.
Small things.
Small things.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, when you let it in, it started off small. You started just looking at her or looking at him. Then you started going to lunch with him and you started spending time with them. And this is how you start. It's got to start somewhere. You start lusting after each other. Mm-hmm. And both of y'all could be married. And this is what we were talking about earlier today. Mm-hmm. Talking about how would two people that's married, you made those vows, you mm-hmm. committed to this person. You're spending time with this person, no matter how many years or whatever it may be. But you say you love this person. You love this person to death. Do your part. So all of a sudden now, you started talking to this person and meeting with this person. Mm-hmm. And who is telling you it's all right to sleep outside of your marriage?
Right.
What is telling you this? Mm-hmm. I just want to open your eyes tonight.
Yeah, because you do have to be watchful of what is being said to you. Like, what voice are you listening to? Because mm-hmm. it can't be the voice of God when you're doing stuff like that. It's just not mm-hmm. good. Like I said, bad stuff just happens to people who are out there doing wrong against your marriage, your spouse. You think your wife don't know what you're doing? You think God, no, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. You don't think God see what you're doing. See, I have a fear of God. Okay, I don't want God seeing me do nothing I'm not supposed to be doing.
Amen.
And that's just me. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but that's just me. Hallelujah. And I've always been like that because even when I was a kid, I didn't like getting in trouble. I didn't like my mama having to you know, yell at me or spank me in any kind of way. So it would be a year or two before she would have to do that because I done did something and it done added up maybe. And then now she's ready to spank me. But what I'm saying is I never liked getting in trouble, and I don't like getting in trouble with God. So my thing is, what makes you think that God don't see what you're doing? He sees everything about you. He knows every hair on your head. He know every move you gonna make. And guess what? God will expose you, because if you are a man or a woman of God, let me just say this, and you ask God to expose a situation and it gets exposed, that person is doing something.
Yes.
Lies they tell. They doing something, and they doing something that ain't right, but God gonna deal with them. But he is letting you know that that's what was happening. And now, because now God done told you, now that gives you also a way to either deal with that person directly or go to God and ask God to deal with that person. God gonna deal with them though anyway, one way or the other. But he knows and sees all things that we do. That's why we should always repent. Repent. We have that word repentance for a reason. But you know what some of us do? We keep on going.
Yep.
Now, God even sent, who was that? God sent someone, I forget what his name is, David. Right. Okay. Yes. To warn David of what David did. David thought he was hiding his sin, you know, hiding what he did to Bathsheba's husband when he took and slept with her and then had got her pregnant and then killed her husband. And he thought, oh, well, you know, my sin, nobody don't know about what I did. You know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I can keep on going, because that's what you're going to do when you're doing stuff wrong. You're going to think that it's okay to keep going. And then God sent Naaman to go tell him, I saw what you did. Oh, you think I didn't see you? Oh, I saw you. And you're going to get in major trouble for this. I got something planned. And God had already pre-planned that baby that Bathsheba was carrying was going to die. Because he killed that man, her husband. He slept with her. He shouldn't have been doing that. He, you know what I mean? He shouldn't have done that and took that man's life like that. So God, what I'm trying to say is that God sees all things that we do. Don't think he don't. And don't think he don't know, because he do. He know your name. He know your address. And he know exactly how to deal with you.
Mm-hmm. and this is the whole thing too. You know, we're talking about cheating and lust. But then when that lust come on, you're a carnal-minded man.
Mm-hmm.
This is what God was giving me. When you carnal-minded, it says all sin fall into a category of being carnal.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So all sin, when you fornicate, in adultery, whatever it may be, homosexuality, all this, it's sin.
Lying.
Anything that's on the outside of marriage,
mm-hmm.
it's sin.
Yes.
So don't try to justify what you're doing saying it's all right with God. It's not all right with God. It says when you're a carnal man, the greatest desire is to be first in importance amongst people.
Wait, read that again. Wait a minute. We want to make sure y'all hear what a carnal man is. Because see,
a carnal man,
you could be married and be married to a carnal husband or a carnal wife. But go ahead, say that again, babe.
A carnal man's greatest desire is to be first in importance amongst people.
Ain't that something? So if you got a husband that wants to be first, you know, want to push you out the way and want to be first amongst everybody, always trying to seek somebody's attention all the time, doing crazy things, whatever they doing to get somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me throw this one.
That's a carnal-minded man.
Let me drop this one on you. A carnal-minded man to have an ego problem.
You have an ego problem.
To be carnal-minded. That's Galatians 6:3.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Carnal-minded, you think about yourself. You got an ego problem.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How many women? I'm going to try to do all the women I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, why did you get married? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to do every woman you can,
why don't you just stay out there
and keep hoeing? Either way, you're going to hell.
Right.
If by scripture, you going outside your marriage.
Amen.
And the scripture said you're not going to inherit the kingdom.
Yeah.
So you're doing all these things.
That's what the word says.
I'm just giving you a warning tonight.
Yes.
Because I wrote this down.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture of warning. God give us scriptures of warning.
Yes.
And I wrote down some few things. I might be a little off course here, but I want you to hear this. It says, number one, I wrote down, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stall ox and hatred therewith.
Mm-hmm.
That's Proverbs 15:17. God, tonight I want to show you too, God give us a scripture of warning.
Yes.
So Proverbs 20:11 says, even a child knows right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to justify your sin tonight. You hear me? I'm speaking tonight. God
That's
giving
right.
us a warning
Talking
tonight.
To you.
When someone invites you out to eat, be sure of his motive.
Yes.
At least you find yourself in debt to him. You remember, I remember back in the day. We would say, man, if I take that woman out to dinner, she gonna give me something tonight.
Mm.
So women be, you know, women or whoever, husbands or whatever, or whoever it may be. When somebody's taking you out to dinner, what is their motive?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Why is that woman taking you out to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your boss taking you out to dinner?
Yes.
And then why are you putting yourself in a situation like that?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stay away from the appearance of evil.
Yes.
The scripture, God gives us warning.
Really, really good. Come on now.
God give us warning. So
Come
stop
on,
acting
good.
Like you carnal minded.
Mm-hmm.
When you give your life to Christ, you're not carnal minded anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're a new creature. Old things passed away and all things becoming new. So
yes.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. Romans 8:6-8
mm-hmm.
says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Mm-hmm.
In the flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Yeah.
This is scripture telling us this.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good thing. When you carnal minded, you can't please God when you're walking in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get in the spirit realm.
Yes.
And then I wrote this, number six, live in the spirit. Let us also walk in the spirit.
That's right.
This is scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So God has given us a warning in this season because the enemy, I keep seeing in my spirit that Jesus says to Peter, sin lies at the door and the enemy want to sift you like wheat.
Yes.
That's Satan.
Yes.
Satan lies at the door and you keep playing with sin.
He's trying to get you. Fire and think that it ain't going to burn you, but it's going
somebody.
To sooner or later. You will get burned.
Mm-hmm. So we got to get in the spirit. In these end times, we got to get in the spirit because we got to hear from God. If we do, we're going to be misled.
Right. You don't want to be a part of that. Yeah. They don't want to be a part of that remnant that you know, God is saying that's in the end time that these things shall happen. Let me read that real quick. Let me read that. It talks about that in the end time. It says, did you know that the increase in lust, which is running rampant all over the world, fulfills a time of prophecy about the last days before Christ returns?
You
don't want to be a part of that. You got to get out of that. If that's what's going on in your marriage, you better turn that thing around right now because God sees and knows all that. You could be married to a woman of God and you're not a total man of God, but you know better. You know better. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're hurting your family. You're hurting your wife. You're hurting, you know, it. They don't understand that these things come in to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
That's what the enemy does. And he's using you to do it if that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we land a strong foundation for you because God is warning you in scripture. He don't want you to live this way. He wants you to change. He wants you to repent for your sins, return from your ways, and don't go that way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When we know that if you don't know that it's not right, God's not going to hold you accountable. But once you know, you come to the knowledge of it, you got to change.
Yes.
You got to get out of those wicked ways.
Yeah.
Look, I wrote something down here. I want you to I think my wife gave you this one already. I had something. I was like, who cheats more, women or men?
Yes.
In their marriage?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question for you tonight. Who cheats more, women or men in their marriage?
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote down this, people that cheat. Number one, people that cheat. They say this, lack of emotional connection. Oh, I'm not connecting with my spouse anymore.
Yes.
We're not getting along. Mm-hmm. But it was all right in the beginning.
Right.
But what happened?
What happened?
What you let in.
Yes.
What looks good to you.
Yes.
What you starting to desire. What you lusting after.
Mm. That's lack good, of honey.
Emotional connection.
That's good, honey.
People don't get it. Oh, boy, I'm walking heavy tonight. Lack of emotional connection.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you got a lack of emotional connection, that means somebody ain't at home. How yes. can two walk together unless
they aren't agree? That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go through things in your marriage. You know, you don't get along. Sex may not be that good or whatever it may be. That's why you go to the Lord.
Yeah,
you know, the marriage bed is undefiled. Whatever you do in your bedroom, that's your business.
Yeah.
You want to put a pole in there? You want to get some toys? That's between you and God.
Yes.
It ain't going to be between me, you, and God.
That's right.
It's between you and your husband, what y'all do in y'all bedroom. He said the bedroom is undefiled.
That's right.
So still, but if you get with God and God fix your marriage, you didn't have that pole in there in the beginning. You didn't have them toys in there in the beginning. You had a connection with your spouse. What happened? Get back and connected with your spouse and God.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you got to do.
Because you got to understand that when things are not right at home, that's why the person might be out there cheating or doing something they shouldn't be doing. But don't always be saying, why is it that you're being accused of something if you actually are out there doing something? Because it's not fair to sit there and lie to your spouse and tell them that you're not doing stuff and they accuse you of doing something, but you are doing it, but you're trying to act like you're not doing it. That's all wrong right there. That's lies. That's also lies that adds on into all of that lust and those kind of things. You're going to lie. And you remember you got to tell another lie and another lie and another lie in order to cover up those lies you already done told. So, you know, why even go out, like, take yourself through that and your family through that, your finances, all that, because all that stuff is connected. And what people don't understand is once you step out, you know, out from the realm of your spouse and you begin to do stuff, you know, number one, the enemy waiting on you. He waiting for you to put your toe out there. He just wants you to get a little toe out there. So as soon as you get that toe out there, he going to pull your whole body out there. Yep. And the next thing you know, you out there doing lustful, lascivious things you never thought you would be doing. And why? Because he wants to take you out of your husband, from your husband's covering, you know, from God's covering over your husband and then your husband's covering over you as the wife. And, you know, and then God's supposed to be covering. If that man is, you know, prostrate before the Lord is covering that man and he's covering that wife and those children. Amen. Okay. But when you step out and start going the other direction, oh, all kinds of stuff going to start happening to you. All kinds of crazy things. And, you know, you hear about people murdering their spouse and all these different things and stuff going on because a person, you know, was out there like, you know, I think was watching the situation the other day about this couple. Remember when the wife stepped out or something or she did something and then the, you know, the man was like, oh, you know, he, matter of fact, would talk to the man that the wife was cheating with. And told him, yeah, I'm going to get you. You better stay away from my wife. You better stay with my wife. And that man going to tell that man's husband, come get me then. Come get me then. And that's exactly what he did. He went and got a gun and went and killed him. He came and got him. God don't like that stuff. I'm trying to tell you. So you need not to be wanting to be out there on a ledge,
you know,
like
that. Right there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so many single people out there. Why you got to mess with a married woman or a married
man? On now.
So the deal is, it's a lot of singles out
there.
Like some people, they arrogant. Like you said, pride.
We talk
about it in scripture in John. You get prideful, you think you can have whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They got that type of, I'll take your wife or your husband or whatever it may be. Yeah, these are carnal-minded people. You know, you love God, you ain't thinking about taking somebody else's husband, wife. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So number two was this.
Wait a minute. Hold it before you go to number two. Jessica says these days women probably cheat more. I'm answering your question. But who cheat more? She said women probably cheat more because they're better at it and because they just don't care anymore, especially if they're having to be the head of the household in a house with a grown man in it. Bless all their broken home hearts. And you know what? That could be a catalyst right there. I mean, what do you say on that about when a person has to take on more responsibility in the home than the husband?
Well, that's what you're saying. You start losing start feeling empty.
Right.
This is what the lust does. You know what I'm saying? And you start feeling like, you know, you're emotionally drained.
Mm-hmm.
You're disconnected at home. Nobody care about you. This is the enemy talking to you.
Yeah, like that's what it is.
The enemy is getting in and he's telling you to do these things. Like I had here. But no, men cheat more because most of the time the men are out of the homes.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of evening up a little bit because women are going out to work too.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, remember we were talking about that, how the women are out there working. You was women like, yeah, well, that's why women cheat, you know, are out there cheating just as much as the men because, you know, they're out in the workplace now.
Exactly. And then they said this. I had asked my wife earlier. I said, what is the number one place where most people start an affair and start cheating?
Right. Let them answer. Tell us in the chat. Where y'all think the number one place is where affairs start.
And then I hear number two, when people start cheating, a lack of sexual connection at home. That's what they say. You know, my wife is not pretty anymore. My husband, he's just lazy. He's not doing what he used to do. We don't have sex as much anymore. You lost the excitement and you get complaints about it and what it is. You know what I'm saying? So people say these things,
mm-hmm.
the lack of, you know, they making excuses. And this is what the devil does to you. You know, he wants you to see what you got it. He'll make you think what they say. The grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. This woman, she looked good and mm-hmm. all that. But did you weigh what you have at home?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men don't think about that. This woman been with you all these years. She been when you didn't have nothing. Uh-huh. And then you think this woman just going to let you go, or that man just going to let you go to go out and have an affair and think it's all right. A lot of people, that's when that they start, you know, they start getting jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They start, you know, it's like a bad investment. You invested all these years into this person. Now you want this person to just say, oh, hey, go on with my investment and give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And for this person not to try to hurt you and do what they do. So you're taking it to another level. The Bible says count the cost before you do these things. Count the cost before you build a house. Go ahead.
Okay. Takiya says the number one place is definitely sex and miscommunication when you don't feel the same about the relationship and not putting enough energy. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Okay, and not putting enough energy. Women or men try to find it elsewhere. But also she said, wait, I think that that's when you start losing the respect for your spouse, when you have to be the head of the household and not the man. It should always be a balance, but the man should know his place of being the head, right?
Yeah.
And that was what we were talking about, about how a person can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she said it starts outside a relationship with no boundaries.
Yes.
When you don't know your rightful place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wife got to step up and be that man.
Right.
She's taking care of the children, the home.
The bills.
And she's
got to
go out
of
and
it.
Work, too.
Yeah, that's a
and
lot.
And the man is not there. So
right.
This. You let the strong man come in.
Yes,
you,
that's where the disrespect was starting to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not handling your business.
Right. But that's where you got to have balance in your marriage. You cannot sit there and let that man or that woman do every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, sooner or later, they're going to get sick of you. And they are going to go out there and they're going to find somebody that wants to come in and help them. And it shouldn't be that way. It really should not. But it does happen. And it happens a lot. It happens daily. The day of the truth. That's why spouses got to talk to each other. Not yell, but talk and truly get down to the root cause of what their problems are. Because if you don't get to the root cause of the problem, all you're going to do is keep yelling and keep pulling against each other until there's nowhere else to pull. You're going to pull apart sooner or later. That's what's going to happen. So you have to come into an agreement. Now, me and my husband, our agreement was that, you know, the agreement we both and the balance that we both possess is that who does certain things better? You know what I mean? My husband's good at certain things. I'm good at certain things. But who is better at this thing here or this thing there? And so we allowed ourselves to fall into those categories of what we're best at doing. And then he's best at doing. Then that's where you have a balance. Not everything should be on me. Not everything should be on him. But if I'm better at this than him, then do it. And the same with him. If he's better at it than me, then okay, you do that.
Yes.
And I'll do this. And that's how you balance that thing out.
Number four. Hold up.
I wanted to tell you, right, I wanted to tell you about this one thing. Takiya said the number one place for her is definitely sex and miscommunication.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
And then Jessica said workplace.
She said, wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was telling you
Like, wait for a minute.
Okay.
We're going to come to that one.
I was saying what they were saying with your question. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Number four, like you was just saying, constant disrespect.
Yes.
Verbal abuse.
Oh, okay.
This is number four. We're talking about people that cheat. Constant disrespect was what you was just saying, and verbal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, unresolved childhood issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Some people say, you know, they seen their dad do this, had more than one woman, or, you know, the mom was sleeping around, whatever. It's unresolved childhood issues. Number six.
That's good.
Sex addiction. Some people, well, they would say, you know, well, you know, I had this problem all this time. You know, right. I had to have more than one woman or whatever.
Right.
But was you honest in the beginning?
Right.
So sexual addiction,
right? So,
you know,
okay.
Violate their own morals and values.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look for excuses, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they just don't have no morals or values. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to do, you know, just trying to justify sin. It's okay to do what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, you knew I was like this all the time. You know, trying
Come
to make
on now.
You think you crazy. But when you get in a marriage, you know, you ain't justifying that.
Yes.
You supposed that this person that you marry is supposed to have some morals, some values, some get up about itself, they would say.
Right.
Number seven, they say a lot of people start cheating, they unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not happy with you anymore. I want out of the marriage.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you don't make me happy. Your
mm-hmm.
happiness was in him and all that or her. So, you know, I'm not happy anymore. So let's get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. You can't work through that. You can't pray about it. That's why God is there for you. Number eight, opportunity. You know, a lot of people haven't cheated. Or they cheat because it's the right opportunity. You know, this person is just came in your path. You started lusting after them. Now the door opened and both of y'all are married. And now y'all want to start this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Saying it's better for us to be together instead of being with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we can answer that.
Oh, okay.
Number one place affairs start. What is number
Jessica
one?
Jessica said workplace and Takiya said social media.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see Miss Phyllis Rust on here. She mm-hmm. said, yep, your job.
Yep, your job.
Your
mm-hmm,
job.
Yeah.
Everybody say your job.
All
yep.
right.
You're right. In the workplace.
In the workplace.
Most affairs start in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
not in church.
And it's because people start talking about work husband, work wife.
Right.
So they got a work husband at work and then a husband at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll tell their husband at home, well, I got to get to work because I got to catch up with my work husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or my work wife. So, yeah, that's the number one place at that start because you're spending time with that person every day at the job and you work together and you're going to lunch together and you're doing all these things together that you should be doing with your spouse.
Yes. And then you don't have no time for your spouse at home because you didn't spend it with your work wife
or work husband. That's right.
Yeah.
So now you're tired. You don't want to be bothered with him because you can't wait to get to work the next day to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or her, depending on the situation. So
what we're saying tonight, you got to get back in the spirit. You got to get with God. Let God lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, bring your focus back to God.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Get out of that bad, you know, that's not right. Come on, somebody. That's what we're trying to tell you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as sin that comes to all of us, you know, like I said, James says, but every man is tempted. Just because you get tempted, that don't mean you have to do it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a decision you make.
Yeah. So don't think you just come out, well, you wasn't born. If a person wasn't born gay, you wasn't born a cheater.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
You wasn't born a cheater. You wanted to do it.
Yes, you wanted to do
it. You wanted to do it, and you're trying to justify
it. Or was a learned behavior.
Any woman or man out there, when you get married,
mm-hmm.
you some stuff you just don't tolerate in your marriage.
That's right.
For one, that's what we're saying. Land a foundation that is unshakable in your marriage. How
yes.
you do that? Land a foundation that's unshakable. You start spending time with each other.
Yes.
You communicate with each other. You
mm-hmm.
build trust. I tell everybody this. It's hard when you break trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. When somebody, you start lying and being dishonest and all that, you break trust and I can't trust you,
mm-hmm.
really pretty much the marriage is over.
Yes.
Because that's what marriage starts out with. Mm-hmm. I can trust you to come home. I can trust you, you know, being around another woman or being around another man. Because, you know, you got to be out there in the world and you're working with people and doing all this stuff.
That's right.
Trust and honesty and your integrity, mm-hmm. that tells you that you're supposed to come home.
That's right.
You got children. You got a wife. That makes you want to come home.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want my sons to look at me and say my dad was respectful.
Yes.
My daughters to look
and
at
faithful.
Me and say, you know, my mom and dad ain't out there sleeping around mm-hmm. and hoeing.
Yes.
Doing these different things that's not of God. Yeah. Come on, somebody. You got to talk about this stuff like this.
You got
sex
to.
Is intimate. It's
yes,
between
it is.
A man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, you have an intercourse with one another. You know, you sharing yourself with each other,
mm-hmm.
going into each other, and you let somebody else in your bedroom, in mm-hmm. your marriage. The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is. And the truth
I don't know what man you call yourself, but I know I'm going to call you something. You're carnal minded.
Yes.
You're a man of the world.
Yes.
Flesh.
Yes.
The lust of the flesh.
Yes. And a lot of them are still boys out there.
Yeah.
You still, you know, I'm sorry to say, but some ladies are married to some boys out there because that's what boys do.
Yes.
Men don't have to do that because men know where they stand. They know they have morals. They're not out there trying to do that stuff. But boys will.
Yes.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And some girls will be girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget the most important thing. When you're going out there sleeping around and doing all this type of stuff, you let the enemy in.
Yes.
Whatever's on that person, them spirits in that person is in you now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your husband's out there doing, you talking about having threesomes. You know, a person doing you and you doing them, and you didn't all these spirits that's getting in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You let all these spirits in, and now you wonder why your marriage not working out or you acting crazy. It's all because you let the devil in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
How did I do, baby?
Yeah, you did good, baby.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
You know what? God is so good all the time.
And, yes, he is.
You know, we got to be real. Sometimes we all been tempted. Come on, somebody. You've seen somebody pretty or whatever it may be.
Or handsome. Man. That's right.
But then you'd be like, I'm married.
That's right.
But where was you 10 years ago or 20 years
ago? Exactly.
You know, you should have caught me back
before I got married.
But now, I love God.
Right.
I love my wife.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're married, you're married. And it's married till death do your part. Yeah. Okay?
And you just got to know how to carry yourself. That's all it is.
You really
when somebody comes to you and try to approach you inappropriately.
That's right.
Thank you.
Come on now.
So you got to tell them no.
No.
I'm married.
That's right.
And then sometimes you don't have to say nothing. Just walk away.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He seen the ring.
She's
seen
right.
the ring.
That's right.
So why are you going to stay there and play with it?
Mm-hmm.
That's this way we get in trouble. You start playing with it.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. He didn't say nothing. He just said he wanted to take me to lunch at work. That you starting it.
Yes.
You done open the door.
Right.
It's that little small thing.
That's what I said. Just the toe. Just the toe.
Yeah.
He wanted to get a toe out there. Mm-hmm. And wanted to get that toe out there. He's going to pull that whole body on
I'll
in
pay
there.
For lunch today.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then you start talking and confining in him. You know, my husband, he don't take me out to lunch. He ain't treating me right. You know, you just so nice and all that. Of course, the enemy is going to put on that front because you telling him. What you should be saying to your spouse or your husband at home or your wife. You know what I'm saying? Something you don't like at home, be man up and say, you know what, babe, you know, I need you to
change this thing.
Yeah, fix your hair.
Fix that.
Clean up a little bit. Or your husband, I need you to clean up. Help me out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Help me with the kids so we can spend time together.
Yes.
Get a babysitter on Friday.
There's a solution
night, so
for everything because God says he'll give you a way of escape.
Yeah.
So if God give you a way of escape, there's no reason for you to fall into lust and sin and doing all these things unless that's something that you truly just want to do because it is a decision and it takes energy. So remember that. It takes energy.
So if you walking together in this marriage, y'all praying together, you sticking together, you taking care of the kids together, you working together and you trying to find an easier way to do some things. Hey, babe, I can help you out here. This is what keeps your marriage going.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's my time.
Yes.
My time
is up. My husband going to keep going.
Yes.
If not.
So
I just want to say one thing from one more person. The kids that the enemy knows what you want. He knows your problem. He knows your mind and weaknesses. And he will send someone who is exactly what you want, but is truly evil in the end. And you are very, that's very correct.
That's my baby. She done got sold. Girl, I love you.
Girl. That is so true. Yes, he will. He knows what we like, and he will send it in a package that is so fine that you just be like, oh my God. But let me tell you something. No. You better tell whoever that is, they better keep it moving. Okay? Because they ain't trying to mess with you, right? And you ain't trying to mess with them. Yeah. So they better keep it going.
That's what it is. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
That's right.
God to keep you if you want to be kept.
That's right.
And yes, I want to be kept.
Yes. So hallelujah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us in the Marriage Cafe. I think we should talk more about this on next Sunday, because I think this was a really good topic. And maybe if you guys have something within this realm of topic that we're talking about tonight and you want to lift it up and you want us to talk about it, just message us. Send us a private message. And definitely we will bring it up and we will talk about it, because we want to talk about what you guys want to talk about. Yeah. There's a lot going on in the world today. So just let us know. Yes, we do.
Pray out.
All right, go ahead, honey.
Dear Lord, as we come before you again, just thanking you for tonight, giving us another opportunity to go live. Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. And we pray for all our listeners tonight. Let us all have a blessed, wonderful, safe week.
Yes.
And Lord, just keep us on the right path, Lord. Yes, Lord. Only you can.
Yes. So we cover every marriage
and every single person.
Yes, Lord.
And pray that you all got something out of it tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen.
So anyway, we're going to see you guys on next Sunday. If you are not saved and you want to be set free and saved, just stay to the program as we go off the air. Just stay to the end. Okay. All right. There's more there for you.
God bless.
God bless. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.